Good morning, John. So in your video this week, you said that I got cutting-edge curative cancer therapy. And hopefully, that's only half wrong. So first, there's this like very interesting thing about how cancer treatment works, where they kind of look at your odds of the cancer coming back over time and say that, like, okay, after X months, it's down to a rate that is low enough that we'd be really surprised if it came back. And at that point, we'd call you cured. For most cancers, this is about 5 years. But this is super weird, because if you hit 5 years, you were kind of cured from the moment you finished treatment. You didn't suddenly get cured when you hit 5 years. But also, I know people who have relapsed more than 10 years after treatment for Hodgkin's. So it's possible that they call you cured, but you're kind of not. Though interestingly, at 10 years, they basically treat you like you got a cancer a second time rather than like you relapsed. So the treatment situations are different there. And they're like, okay, we're just going to treat you as if you've never had this before. But that's not the point of this video. I'm pretty sure that I will have turned out to have been cured this whole time. At this point, I basically have to roll a 1 on a 20-sided die for it to go the other way. So my treatment was probably curative, but it definitely was not cutting edge. The chemo cocktail I was on became the standard treatment for Hodgkin's lymphoma in the late 1970s. As I like to say, I got that vintage chemo. And this seems like it would be bad. Like, I was kind of weirded out by it at first, but it's actually like very good for two different reasons. So first, this treatment has been curative the whole time. Hodgkin's has not been a huge focus for new cancer drugs because we've had good tools for dealing with it. Some people ask me why. Like, why is this cancer easier to cure than others? And my basic answer is because Hodgkin's cells are dumb and they love to eat chemo. They're just like, ooh, it's Halloween, but for chemo, I'll go to all of the little cells and they're bringing me treats and gobble, 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 and then die. Other cancers are, for a variety of reasons, just better at dealing with being poisoned. So part of the reason why my chemo was vintage is because it works so well, and that's good news. But second, using an old drug is great because it means we've had a lot of time to understand it really well. And that means that there were elements of my treatment that were more cutting edge, like did come around substantially after the 1980s. For example, my chemo cocktail contains a number of drugs that are well known to be very unpleasant in the short term, specifically with regards to puking. But nowadays, my chemo cocktail is administered along with pre-treatments that fight the nausea before it shows up, and then they send you home with like an escalating series of nausea meds that can all safely overlap with each other. And it took a while to figure out how to do that well and do it safely. For many patients, though certainly not all, this makes treatment a lot more tolerable. And on the surface of it, like getting good at controlling nausea doesn't sound like fighting cancer, but it absolutely is. Many people have to stop their chemo because of side effects. If you can control that side effect better, you can control the cancer better. But even more important, while the drugs are the same, the amount they give you has changed a lot since 1979. Back then, when curing any cancer was a pretty new idea, the idea was basically just give them as much as they can handle for as long as they can handle it and then see what happens. And with Hodgkin's, since that cured people, it was actually pretty hard to get doctors and patients to agree to do research to try out taking less of the drugs. Like, if you know that doing it for a year cures you, why would you even try doing it for 6 months? But over time, very slowly and very carefully, we, and when I say we, I mean the global we did that research. This is a very good thing to do because the drugs I took don't just have short-term side effects, they have long-term side effects that includes really serious stuff like permanent damage to the lungs, permanent damage to the heart muscle, as well as increased risks of other cancers. So they did that work. They did it slowly, they did it carefully, and it took decades. And if I had gotten sick maybe 20 years before I did, I would have probably gotten around 6 months of my treatment. But I got away with 2 months of chemo followed by targeted radiation, and that dramatically reduces my chances of serious long-term side effects. And the really amazing thing about research like that is that the resulting change in treatment doesn't cost anything extra. In fact, it costs less money because it's better to do less. Which, yes, is why it is so important for governments to fund this kind of research. But those studies, which I read during treatment, to be like, is it okay for me to take less? Because this is the thing, it's scary to take less, but it's better in this case to take less. So basically, in one way, my treatment was not cutting edge at all. It was the same drugs that have been around for a very long time. But in other ways, it has continued to get better. Cheap anti-nausea meds have been added and treatment has been scaled back after careful research showing that long-term, and for my stage, less chemo was similarly curative with much lower long-term side effects. You could think of a solution to a problem having two components. And first is whether it exists at all. And I think it's easy to forget for how long we had no tools to deal with the many terrible failings of our bodies, and now we have a lot of tools for that. But then second, there is how justly or unjustly those tools are distributed once we have them. And that goes for everything from tuberculosis to cancer treatment to like all kinds of new ways to unblock blocked blood vessels. And I'm just so grateful to everyone who's working on either of those things, working on creating new solutions, working on refining solutions to be better, and of course, working on making sure those solutions are justly distributed, including you, John. I'll see you on Tuesday.